Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, and we are, rightfully so, are on fire tonight. The Constitution is being incinerated, burned up, and our nation now is unfortunately divided as we see the babble, the confusion of the hour. Many Americans are very angry, very disenchanted with this administration, and of course it does not faze George Bush in the least. In fact, he seems to be able to get a sadistic glee out of being able to be hated and to be despised, not only here in America, but across the world. And you know, that's very significant. That does tell you exactly about the mental state of this man who sits in the White House and the spiritual state of him as well. It tells us a lot more than that. But let's take another call for our guest, John Clark. Jim in Texas. Hello, you're on the program with John.
Yeah, Rick, I hate to take you down memory lane, but this the same thing that's going on now has been going on for decades in the United States. I hate to take you back to your one of your favorite presidents, which is Roosevelt, but are you familiar with Elizabeth Dilling and the treason trials in 1943?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, that explains the whole thing. They were at it back then.
Yeah, they were doing anti-sedition trials.
Yeah, right, they were either 11 or 13 people they held in jail for 2 years and put them on trial for the people that don't know about it. And the only crime they committed was they exposed Roosevelt for what he was, him and his communist cronies.
Yep.
They exposed him for what they were and what they were trying to do, so they put him on trial.
Yep.
And the only reason they got off is because the judge in charge of the trial, one that they found that would conduct it, he died, and they couldn't find another judge that would keep the trial going.
Mm-hmm. Well,
for some reason,
what you say, the anti-sedition laws that have been used since Lincoln's days and Wilson and Roosevelt to enforce their reign of terror on the American public. That was part of the deception to get us into war, and they knew what they were doing. They were doing it willfully. And, you know, Roosevelt himself, because I've been, you know, watching clips of him as I'm
he's one of your heroes, I know that.
Yes. But he was a sadistic, evil man. When you look at how glib he was and how clever he was, even making fun of himself so that he could, in a way, genuflect to his critics, who were basically telling you what he was all about and laughing at it because he was so enamored with his own soul, his soul that had been basically owned lock, stock, and barrel by the international banking family. See, he knew who his masters were, but it didn't faze him in the least. And George Bush, just like Franklin,
if you had a beautiful wife like him, why would you be fazed by anything?
Come on. She was a beauty,
she was a dandy. Biggest bull dyke in the whole United States, but hey, that's neither here nor there.
Did you want to make a more specific point for John Clark?
This thing about Mr. Brown there in New Hampshire, I'm afraid he's probably going to lose because they can't allow anybody to win. That's the mindset of these people. They cannot, no matter what the circumstance, they can't allow anybody to win. And if he stays alive, he's going to win. So.
But let me ask both of you this question. John, you would know because you've been there at the site. How long can Mr. Brown and company be holed up in their home? How long can they continue without having to come out?
Well, Ed's situation is unique. And first of all, to comment on what Jim's saying, what you're saying, what I'm reminded of in Mr. Bush is when he made jokes about weapons of mass destruction when they weren't discovered. That showed a callousness that I just couldn't even imagine. It was in Michael Moore's film. I'm not a Mike Moore fan. But the footage in that film of George Bush at a white tie, at a black tie dinner, going, oh, no weapons of mass destruction under here. Oh, yeah, all funny, all those rich people sitting around, how funny it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's not funny. I'll talk about Ed Moore in a second.
All right, stay with us. If you want to stay on, Jim, you can. All right, we'll be back with a lot of time to talk. I'm Rick Adams. The program continues, Uncensored, Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back. John Clark, Jim, are you still there?
Yep, still waiting.
You are, huh? You never miss an opportunity to cut the jugular.
To take you one more trip back memory lane, are you familiar with Senator Joseph McCarthy's Wheeling, West Virginia speech in 1949 or 1950?
Yes, I am.
And what he was told by a close friend or advisor at the time?
Mm-hmm.
They told him, if you do this, they will destroy you. How prophetic was was that statement?
Oh, anyone who stands up and starts probing the treason that this government has been involved in for well over 100 years is going to meet with the wrath of Satan. There's no question about it. When
and
you do that, that's what you get.
And all the news media, which coincidentally is one and the same. So
well, there you go. Who leads the media today? It's the Kenites. We know that. They're in control of all aspects of the world economy, including the economy, the Federal Reserve, the banking system, yes, academics, yes, the media, yes, the churches. Now, Pat Robertson, you know, seems to think that, hey, what, taking a little ID chip or a microchip under the skin or what, no big deal. We've got to fight terrorism, Pat
Robertson. If it's for the brethren and it'll help advance our cause against terrorism, more power to you.
There you go. That's the mantra today. And, John, you know, in your book, you've dealt with this before, how the so-called Christians now, the real Christians, are being separated from the false Christians, the threshing floor, you know. You've got the wheat being separated from the chaff. And I think this is a perfect opportunity in these days to see that dichotomy, isn't it?
Well, it is, and something I was noticing, actually, I said this today on a conservative Christian radio broadcast out of Detroit, is that the false prophets are not just on the left. They are not just the liberal Christians who are embracing gay marriage and abortion so-called rights in Christ Church. They're on the right, too, and
Absolutely.
Their numbers might be larger on the right.
Yes.
And they're telling us, oh, abortion and gay marriage, those are the only issues. Don't worry about war or torture or your constitution that George Bush called just a goddamn piece of paper. Excuse my language. But getting
Direct
back to Ed...
quote.
And
yeah.
to that's correct. That's what he said. He said a lot of things that he's not been held accountable for by that religious right, because they are putting, they are apologists for Bush instead of for Jesus. They are putting their Christ behind them and their Bush love and their ideology and their neoconism and their fear of losing their wealth ahead of any loyalty to Jesus Christ. They're lukewarm, vanilla, marshmallow, scotch and water Christians. Scotch and water was what C.S. Lewis called them. But let's talk about Ed for a minute in answering Jim's question. I have no illusions at all about Ed Brown and the likelihood that he will be killed. I didn't before I first called him. I didn't when I went down to see him. And it's a very, very grave matter. Having said that, we laugh together. We've become very close, he and Jackie as well. We were almost in tears when we left him the last time because we didn't know if we'd see him again. In times of like this, people bond very, very quickly and very deeply. Ed has the ability to stay there a long time. He not only has food, but he has generators, he has solar power, he has batteries, and he has a will and a determination, even as his wife calls on the phone, nearly tearful, to try to get him to consider an alternative. He has set his path. He has said, this is where the line is. I'm putting my flag here. And he's not budging. And a lot of others are there with him on a rotational basis. Mm-hmm. So I think he
so
can hold
people,
out for a long
are people
time.
Coming in and out of the house all the time with food or, and other necessities?
Well, I think I've seen some missives on the Internet suggesting people are bringing food, but he's already stockpiled. Now, whether he has food for
well,
other
but
people
again,
as well.
I mean, this could go on for months. It could go on for a year. Could go on for more than that if in fact, as you point out, the agents of the government are frightened to death of what they may bring down upon themselves.
Well, he's a wealthy man, and so he has a lot of food stored, I'm sure. I haven't reviewed his back room.
Well, I mean, how do you just, you know, I mean, how can you stay in? I mean, it can drive you mad. To just stay in the same place.
Well, he loves his house. It's a beautiful house.
That's understood, but I'm just saying it's not an easy thing to do.
Oh, no. He's making great sacrifices.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that. He does have people that come and go, but, of course, I would have thought that if their two alternatives were to kill him or to wait, there is a third, which is to blockade the road so that he doesn't get those provisions. I would think that at some point they're going to do that. 2 days ago I heard there was a trooper on the road. There was also a false alarm, they thought, what they thought was a helicopter.
What kind of a road is it going in? Are there other houses on the way down the road? Is it a residential? Is it too rural? What is the layout?
It's very remote. Well, somewhat remote. By most American standards, it's quite remote. By us here in Vermont, it's not that much.
Right,
but it's probably 2.5 miles on a dirt road. It's a very narrow dirt road. And then down a lengthy driveway. So he's quite set out there. He's got 110 acres. I understand it's a couple of miles through the woods to come in other than through the woods.
Mm.
There are houses in reasonable proximity. There's a house maybe 150 yards
before
him.
See, that can work to your advantage, but also can work to your disadvantage in a time like this, because it may be better to be in a highly densely populated residential area doing exactly what Ed Brown is doing, knowing. Except maybe in the case of Philadelphia, where you blow up the whole neighborhood, you know, it's a little bit more difficult to directly engage in a frontal assault because of the nature of the beast. Where he's out in the rural parts, he's far from civilization. The whole thing can be, as you pointed out earlier, you know, the media say, ha ha, he was a nut, he was a kook. Okay, let's go on to the next story. And that's the end of it, the major so-called media. So it is a difference in
well,
scenarios.
And that could cut both ways, because
if
he were in an urban area, they might say he's more likely to be a threat or blow himself and other people up or shoot civilians, and they really can't make that kind of argument. He's out in the sticks. He's staying in the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Are they willing to kill him over money? That's going to be the question that he'll ask. And I think the more he's humanized and the more people say, well, look, he's out there barricaded and he's eating food and he's saying he's not going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing to threaten the public that you need to go in there with 200 guys with infrared goggles on and start blowing everything up? I think it is a compromising situation for the federal government. It might be a perfect storm, so to speak, a flashpoint, as Rick Stanley calls it, to galvanize American opinion to say, well, he's not a Fruit Loop. Even if he is a Fruit Loop, he didn't deserve to be killed in such a way. I think they have to be very careful how they walk, and I think they know that. But whether urban or suburban or rural, Ed's making a stand there, and that's the bottom line. So, I mean, it's kind of moot in a sense, not to dismiss what you're saying, but that's where he's doing it, and that's where he's making a stand.
I know.
He's very
way,
set in that.
It could be a cauldron, but I'm just saying, there are advantages and disadvantages to both, obviously. Thanks for your call, Jim. We've got to move along.
Mm-hmm.
Doug in Texas is next. Hello, Doug. You're on with John Clark.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
John.
Hello.
Greetings.
I'm thinking back about a friend of mine's wife, Vicki Weaver, that had her head blown off by federal agent Lon Arushi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, expert sniper and this, that, and the other. He was also involved in the Waco mass murders.
And not only was she murdered, but also her son, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Sammy.
Right.
Sammy was murdered, too.
By the federal government, yeah.
Right. And these people were on their own property.
Mm-hmm.
Vicki never had a parking ticket. She was a perfect little Christian lady. And she was murdered, cold-blooded murdered, by a professional sniper from the federal government. But he has immunity for his actions because he was, he's a federal agent and doing what he was told to do and this and that and other. And then we go down to our two little agents that were doing their duty and shot a drug dealer in the butt. Allegedly, we don't even know if that happened. Isn't that amazing? What side is our government on?
Well, it's obvious it's not on the American people's side. It's against them. No greater enemy exists than this government in Washington. I think we can all agree on that. I mean, no one outside of the United States could possibly harm Americans as this government is doing today. And if they do, it'll be because this government is in league with them, with Red China and Russia and the Israelis, the Zionists and so forth, the ADL types. And as you know, John might even know this, but the so-called Philadelphia 11 are still being victimized by the so-called hate speech law because now their verdict has been overturned. And I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but this group that was witnessing in 2004 against the homosexuals was arrested because of the ADL. And
I thought they'd been exonerated.
Well, they were exonerated now, but here's what's happened now. This is a long story. I want to get Ted Pike back on and Michael McCavage. Apparently, what has happened now is that there has been an appeal by the Philadelphia and, of course, Miss Abramson. And as a result of that appeal, they have been apparently reversed the decision. That's my understanding. The decision has been reversed and that they now could possibly stand trial. And any in the future under that law could possibly be prosecuted. And I'm sure this appeal will continue to the Supreme Court, but we'll have to get into this issue as well in the next few evenings.
Well, and you're tying it in here, but I agree with you. The issue of freedom is certainly in question because it's not just Christians, but Muslims and Jews, I understand, in their holy books who condemn homosexuality as immoral. We have the everything twisted on its head, and we have the tail wagging the dog, where 6 or 8% of the population are not only dictating marriage laws, but they're dictating my freedom to read my Bible and hold a moral view which opposes them. It's not Christians trying to impose their morality on gays, but the other way around.
Right. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. John Clark, my guest, Christian attorney, and we're talking about Ed Brown
and the holdout in New Hampshire. Rick Adams, be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back now with John Clara, and I just want to get back to, for purposes of clarification, John, to the story from Ted Pike's organization, truthtellers.org, and where he mentions this woman, Lynn Abram, in the Philadelphia attorney's office, who originally had these Christians arrested because they were speaking out from the Bible against sodomy. And apparently what happened, is a federal judge, Lawrence Stengel, May 25th of 2006, had issued a 17-page opinion denying a motion by the promoters of OutFest, Philly Pride, in effect, to dismiss the case. And the judge had written, in this case, plaintiffs, the Philly 11, have pleaded sufficient facts to infer a conspiracy between the Philly Pride defendants and the other defendants in the city of Philadelphia. The complaint alleges a number of facts sufficient to support an inference of a conspiracy to deprive them of their constitutional rights. Now, last week, a reversal took place. A federal judge, this federal judge took the opposite point of view, ruling that since Philly Pride had obtained a permit, they had the right to exclude all criticisms of themselves within the 15-block tax-funded activity. Thus, according to Stengel,
Abraham was justified in arresting and imprisoning the law-breaking Christians. The Philly 11 were wrong in exercising their free speech in what had become a no-free speech zone. And he says, Ted Pike says, clearly Judge Stengel had been gotten to. There's little doubt that it was ADL, the so-called Anti-Defamation League, which influenced Stengel to pervert justice. And we'll pursue this with him, and we'll find out more. But I just wanted to clarify that, because we do have a conspiracy here, really, to deprive you and me and everyone else of our constitutionally protected rights under the Constitution for free speech, free address, you know, free redress, free association, and so forth, John.
Well, I thank you for apprising us, your listeners and me, of what's going on there. I hadn't read that opinion.
Yep.
The free speech rights that I understand do have some restrictions. For instance, you don't have free speech rights in a court of law, but on the street, I was not aware of zones where free speech rights were.
Oh, yes. George Bush created that idea, First Amendment free speech zones. You remember?
Well, he's never liked any kind of criticism. He was incensed when the pictures came out of Abu Ghraib and actually acted to stop a lot of those pictures. Mm-hmm. He was incensed at other whistleblowings, like of his illegal wiretapping that he had just lied about and said to the American people that he was doing the opposite. But getting back to something that Doug from Texas mentioned, this is an interesting case. This is not Ruby Ridge, because the government didn't get to come in and kill them already. That sniper was exonerated, of course. But imagine if Vicki Weaver had been filmed the day before or the week before nursing her one-year-old child, breastfeeding in a rocking chair on the porch. Mm-hmm. It would have perhaps got out to more Americans than it did about what was done at Ruby Ridge. They were able to try to stifle that story, too, trying to paint those people also as extremists. That's what they set out. Frankly, this is something I think happened in the Ed Brown case. They were very happy to have him come out and have the press paint him as an extremist or a Fruit Loop and some thin-veiled comment about retaliation against judges. But once we went in, and I say we, I mean all of us who went in, supported him, and then videotaped him and posted on the Internet, that thing got watched by thousands of people right away. It was posted on Aaron Russo's site. It was posted on Alex Jones' site. It was posted on other sites. And all of a sudden, there was a stand down by the national media. Ed's still been talking to shows like yours and others, but he's not getting the attention he was from the Associated Press and others. The federal government has a way of influencing the press just by telling him, well, we don't think that's going to be a big story.
Well,
but
not
the feds,
only that, they work in collusion, and it's obvious the same owners of the major media are in control of the government. I mean, they're hand in glove. That's been borne out. We have a case here in my neck of the woods where the Journal Register from Yardley, Pennsylvania, is selling seven local papers in Rhode Island, little papers that are dailies and others, and they're selling to another company, which, of course, is going to prove in the days and weeks to come that it will exercise more journalistic restraint or editorial restraint than has been previously exercised by these smaller papers. This is the way the media are going. They're being bought up, especially now with a lack of circulation, and the control is greater, John, than ever before. They're working hand in glove with government for whatever reason, out of fear, intimidation, kindred ownership, and so forth. They are doing that. They are selling out their own freedom, ironically, without even taking notice of it.
Well, I agree, Rick, and you see also recent studies have shown that the people who are most misinformed about actual facts in the American public are those who watch Fox News. But right behind that is CNN. CNN in the first Gulf War was were cutting-edge journalists, but now they've bought off lackeys as well. So we have no real freedom except perhaps through the alternative media like this program and the Internet.
Unfortunately, that's all that exists now.
But they know that, too, and I think, as Rick Stanley has pointed out, when it gets heavy enough for them, they'll just pull the plug on all of us. So that's why we just need to be urgently
prepared to move in when the time comes. And all we can do is resist the devil, and we can put up the biggest, strongest opposition. And I know there will be many casualties. Many will be probably eliminated. Many will probably be taken to Jerusalem to have their heads chopped off. Many will be sacrificed. But you know what? That's the price that we have to pay, and I know I'm willing to pay it. I know you are, John. We'll be back.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Doug. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Omar
from Michigan. Our next call, Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival. Food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back with John Klar, author of the book Christian Words, Unchristian Actions, George W. Bush and the Desecration of Christianity in Modern America, and also the video that you have made with Ed Brown in his home in New Hampshire can be seen at Google, John, right?
Well, there are two videos. Yeah, one is with Ed, and there's another one to be posted any day now, which is being, well...
It hasn't been posted yet, but right now you are on Google, right?
Yes, there's one of me talking about Ed, and there's one with Ed, where he talks for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are two up there.
Right, and you've been getting quite a number of responses and a very overwhelming, apparently, approval from those that have seen the videos.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I just encourage people to look at the videos and see what's going on and the links that are in the videos to get informed more. And I think that we need to be aware, as you said before, of exactly what Bush has in store with us. When I was on that earlier radio program today, we see the misinformation of the media and how far people will go. The Bush worshiper who was interviewing me said at the end of the interview, he said, well, it may be that Mr. Bush is gathering a lot of powers against the American people, but I would rather, if I had a dictator, I would rather it was George Bush than the president of Iran. And I said, well, the president of Iran has no ability whatsoever to be a world dictator. He has no power. He can hardly keep his own country together, and he has no nukes. George Bush, on the other hand, is already in that position.
That's
and he had no
exactly
response
right.
for that. But that's the kind of twisted things that people would say. Yeah. I would like to be... There's no tyrant I would prefer
well,
over
why
another.
Do I have to have either one? I mean, you know,
right.
it's either or as a scenario, and we don't need either one. And America is not supposed to be a world leader, a world policeman. We are supposed to be the envy of the world, and we're anything but now. We are now the victim of more hatred by the world around us. And I've said this repeatedly. We know that's part of the Illuminati plan to bring down America, to introduce the New World Order. You have to destroy America. And isn't it ironic that all these so-called Johnny-come-lately flag-waving, chest-thumping, breast-beating patriots, John, are the ones who say George Bush is making America strong again in the world? Well, nothing could be further from the truth. He's weakening us at all counts. Our borders are living proof of that. Our military is actually being sacrificed and compromised. We have Red China now in space with the technology we've given them. We have Russia and Red China preparing to come back together openly. We have alienated people all over the world. Our military is downsized in true numbers and in true military preparedness. We couldn't fight a war in our own hemisphere and win at this point. We could no longer defend ourselves truthfully and efficaciously. So this is what George Bush, the so-called patriot, has managed to accomplish under the control of the neocons. The neocons who are destroying our nation from within. These Trotskyite Zionist socialists are taking America down like a parasite eats the host, you see? That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a call. Let's take Omar from Michigan. Hello, Omar. You're on with John Clark.
Yeah, how you gentlemen doing tonight?
Well, you can hear. You judge for yourself.
Thank you. You're a real American patriot.
Well, thank you.
It's an honor to talk to you.
God bless you.
Now, I've found some information that says in 1938, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a case called Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, 304 U.S. 64, did away with the Constitution and the common law.
And this in that time, particular case in 1938.
Oh, and that was the only case. That's not what they're using, where they're not honoring the Constitution now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a famous case, and I actually don't. It's been years, 15 years or so since I read it. But they have dismantled the Constitution piecemeal, where they have not wiped it out entirely. And I'd have to revisit the case to be giving you an intelligent opinion, because my brain is not as can't retain everything.
Right, right.
But I'm familiar with the case, and it was a landmark decision. And I think also procedurally, there was significance as far as the powers of the federal government over. I don't know if there were preemption issues there or not, but I remember it was a big case. It's a very big case on the books, and there definitely our rights are being dismantled. That's for sure.
Right.
Well, that's, you know, there was a revolution going on in the 30s, a real Marxist revolution, and the court was caught up in it. The Supreme Court was part of it with the court-packing scheme of Roosevelt, and that represented a watershed in constitutionalism in America. That, I mean, from that point on, you had nothing but a total decline of American constitutional law, and what you had was interventionism. You had a federal dictatorship dictating to the states in violation of the 10th Amendment, for instance, and it's just a continuation. We're just reaping today the end result of all of this cascading, if you will, of the evolutionary socialism that the politicians, the courts, and others have brought down upon us. We're not free. We're not a free nation anymore, and our states are not sovereign. They have been taken over, as John said earlier.
Right.
We do not have the gumption anymore to refuse to accept federal control. I want to see the states pull out. I want to see secessionism, yes. I would love to see that. I support the secessionist movement. We need to bring home the fact that we do not exist because the federal government created us.
That's right. We
created, but the other way around.
That's That's right. All right, well, gentlemen, you have a good night.
Thank you, Omar.
And I would point out that it's become so surreal now, laws that would never have been imaginable even 20 years ago, like smoking in a car laws, like smoking laws, period, in bars. These are, and so what's happened, though, is that those satanic powers, the Zionists, the Illuminati, which, by the way, Ed Brown mentions in videos, you know, and of course the press would like to dismiss him by even using such phrases, but they are having to use fear and deception more than ever to get us to go that last surreal mile. And that's why you have announcers saying things like they would rather have Bush than Ahmadinejad be their dictator, because they conjure an image of a man being our dictator who cannot be. They conjure images of terrorists coming and attacking us on our own soil, but the terrorists are already here and they're in the White House and elsewhere.
Well, that's a good point. I'm just saying, you know, it's ironic that Bush, if he looks in the mirror, can see Ahmadinejad. He can also see Mr. Chavez in Venezuela. Everything that he's accused Chavez of doing is what he has done himself. Isn't that ironic?
I got a letter from Mr. Hugo Chavez a couple weeks ago.
What's that?
I got a letter from Hugo Chavez about 2 weeks ago.
Did you get any free oil?
No, but he sent me a book. He actually gives out oil here. I know people have got free oil from him here in Vermont.
I'll take it.
Well, there's a 1-800 number. I'll get it for you if you want.
All right. Yeah, I know. But anyway, I understand the point you're making, and it's a very good point, John. And so far, we've been right down the same lane here. I think we need to stand together with the truth, all of us, because what's, like you say, the thought that Ed Brown will have to perish and be destroyed, and those who are with him, because this government wants total supreme dictatorship over all of us, is indeed the very same issue that created the colonies in the first place and the colonial rebellion against England and the tyranny of the other George. Here we are, full circle, all over again, only it's much worse today and much more ominous than it ever was centuries ago, John.
Well, in fact, that video I refer you to that I'm pleased to see is making the rounds and people are becoming aware of, in the end, I conclude, we have a choice now whether we will be serving the same old masters that our founding fathers tried to alert us to, or whether we will be refighting the same war that we thought we had won 200 years ago. Those are our choices right now, and most Americans do not recognize yet that the institutions that they look to protect them have in fact turned on them and tried to make them the servants instead of the other way around. That's what's happening in America right now.
Very well put, John. Couldn't have said it better. All right, let's take Ira from New Jersey. Hello, Ira. You're on the program with John Clark. Ira, are you there?
No, but you got Larry in Florida.
Okay, well, we got Larry in Florida. That's fine. Hello, Larry.
Hi there.
All right.
Been a long time since I called.
Yep.
Before I ask John the question that I have for him, tell me, that little ditty that you play at the beginning of your show, I can't understand very many of the words that are being sung. Is that the Beatles, or who is that?
Well, it's not the Beatles, but it is one of the Beatles' brothers, and I don't even remember who it was. Right now you caught my mind a blank, but it's one of, what was his name? Not Harrison, but McCartney. It's actually McCartney's brother, Paul McCartney's brother, who has performed that using a different name. And it really tells you that we are all indeed brainwashed by the media.
Now, I don't understand the words. I've listened very closely, but I cannot catch
the words. I have no trouble understanding them. They're pretty clear if you have very sensitive instruments to listen with, good speakers or good headphones. You should be able to pick it up very clearly.
Well, what I want to ask you is there something on the Internet where I can find out the words to that song?
I believe you can. And I will, I'll tell you what. I can't do it right now, but I will come back in a day or so, and I will reveal that to all of you. And then you can read the libretto yourself. You can look it up. You can see the words. And all of you can get a complete hearing on it. I'm glad you brought that up, Larry, because I've been thinking of doing that for a long time.
Well, good.
And I appreciate you doing that. We'll do that, okay?
Okay, now
just keep
listening. I'll be listening for that. Now, I got a question for John.
Yes.
The white race has basically spread Christianity around the world. I mean, there's no Eskimo, Polynesian Islander, New Guinea headhunter, or African tribesman or Amazonian tribesman that could escape the gospel of Jesus Christ, because very zealous missionaries for the last 200 years, white Europeans, have done whatever they had to do and put up with whatever hardships they had to put up with to canoe up those rivers and get out to those ice floes to spread the gospel, right?
Well, if you're talking about the fulfillment of biblical prophecy that the God's word would be spread to all nations of the world, I believe Matthew 24 is one place, amongst others, perhaps that's referred to. I'm not sure exactly. I think we're getting pretty close to that. My wife and I were talking about this yesterday, looking at a map of Brazil, and we wonder whether some of the peoples there, they really don't know. I think there are millions of people living in the Brazilian rainforest, but I actually know a fellow in Massachusetts who spent 3 years living in those rainforests, a Brazilian named Damivan. He actually has a radio show in Portuguese in Massachusetts. So we're certainly on the verge of having fulfilled that biblical prophecy, if that's what you're asking, Larry.
Right. And now the point is, since the white European has worked so hard to get out there to the various Aboriginal people all around the world who are trying to mind their own business in their little corner of the planet, and all of a sudden here's Jesus in their lives, which, you know, many of them have accepted it. Now, what I'm worried about is now non-whites are pouring across every border that is what we could call a white homeland, in Europe, in the United States, Australia, New Zealand. Of course, we can't really call it white homeland because we stole it fair and square from the non-whites. But the thing is now the tide has turned, and we're being invaded. We're being colonized. And my question is, if Jesus holds off another two or three or four centuries to come back, will there be any white people to greet him when he arrives?
Rick, you want to tackle that one?
I don't know if I want to handle that one.
Oh, I'll handle it.
All right, then you answer your own question there, brother.
It wasn't my question, but I am willing to offer some ideas to Larry.
No, Larry, I'm talking to. Larry, you can answer it.
Sure,
I can. Isn't that what Larry said? Or was it you speaking, John?
No, it was me speaking.
I'll answer,
Rick, if you don't want to.
I apologize.
I don't think that Jesus was white. So I think he was non-white. I don't think that we're going to have much color awareness when we're in heaven. I think that national borders, Jesus extends beyond national borders. And I don't think we're going to make it 300 more years, because if Jesus doesn't come before that, we'll be choking on our own refuse and blowing ourselves up with nukes. So I'm not, and I don't mean to be flippant about it, but I trust God and his plan, and I'm not really worried about race so much, because I've never found anything that dissolves racial tension and racism more than the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I'm more concerned about people coming into this country or into European countries who are Christian than I am about what color they are.
Well, that is pretty much the prevailing attitude. God will handle everything, and we can let our race go extinct and stand by and watch it all happen.
I think the Old Testament is clear that it's perfectly fine and not racist for people to stay within their kinds or within their colors. I think that's biblical, and I think there are very legitimate questions about whether the races should intermingle. And I wasn't meaning to take that bull by the horns. But as far as whether it's going to slide into a melding of all races, I'm not really, I guess maybe I'm being unbiblical there or sinful if I think Jesus is going to come before that happens, because that's kind of how I feel. I think that the feces of Bush and company are going to hit the fan within a couple of years, and that we're verging on tribulation, and I don't know how long that'll last, but like I say, if Jesus doesn't come soon, we're going to do a number on ourselves, regardless of race, pretty quickly.
Okay,
is that responsive?
Well, that's pretty much what I was expecting to hear.
I don't think we have too much time to play with, in other words, Larry. And it's going to happen no matter what. And he does say in his word that the remnant will be preserved. His remnant will be there. And that's all he needs. He doesn't need quantity. He needs quality, and he already knows who they are. You may be one of them, Larry. Hey, you may be one of them ready to lead in the millennium. But that day will come, and I think it's going to be a lot quicker than we can imagine. All right. Thank you for the call, Larry. Let's see if we can squeeze in Joe in Rhode Island and maybe hold him over. Joe, are you next?
Yeah, I agree.
Hello, Joe. Say hello to John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good evening, Joe. Welcome.
Hey, I'd like to go to a few verses from the Father's Word, and I'm going to go right after Satan and his children. That's who I want to point the finger at tonight. Let's go to Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him, Satan and his children, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. You know, freedom from this flesh body, the spirit, goes immediately back to the Father that sent it, Ecclesiastes 12, verses 6 and 7. God's keeping the full record. The Father's keeping the full record. He has everything written down, even what they do at night under darkness. The motto of Satan in this end time...
All right, hold on, Joe. Stay where you are. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with John Clark and Rick Adams, of course, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. Stay with us. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got- got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adam. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adam is on. Ouch.
Yes, and we are back to round out the program tonight. And, Joe, you wanted to continue. We don't have too much time, but we have about 3 minutes. Then I want John to give his information again about Ed Brown and himself. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. The motto of Satan in these end times, he's the king of Babylon of the end times, is peace, peace, or I'll kill you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Revelation 18:3 talks about all the kings of the earth telling their people, peace, peace, or I'll kill you. Let me quote it. Revelation 18:3. For all nations, that's all, have drunk of the wine of the wrath of your fornication, and the kings, S, of the earth have committed fornication with her. This is all the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. In other words, this false confusion, this false one-worldism, this conspiracy that even takes place through the monetary system builds to a great magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as Ed Brown is concerned, it's a sad to see the scenario happening in this mm-hmm. country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got illegal aliens gathering all kind of free benefits from the tax system, which is our charity,
mm-hmm.
and killing legitimate systems with corrupt judges and fixed juries. I'd like to quote from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 31 and 2. For their rock is not of our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. That's judges. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and the fields of Gomorrah. You know, the people at Enron know firsthand who the bookkeepers were that were keeping the books for Judah in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, and the families of the scribes. This was a big, long listing in this chronicle of the sons of Judah, for anybody that's interested. And the families, 55, verse 55, the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tarathites, the Shimeathites, the Shukathites, these are the Kenites that came of Hemath, the father of the house of Rachab. You can see them over in Jeremiah 35 a little
yeah.
more. The Rechabites.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you have to know the families and then trace them all the way through the scriptures. But these scribes, they were bookkeepers for Judah. Imagine having the Kenites doing your book work.
Yeah.
You got
Joe,
problems.
We're almost out of time, Joe. So did you want to just make the final point for John?
Okay. You guys were talking about seatbelts. Were talking about laws earlier about seatbelts. Seatbelts serve two purposes. They can keep you safe, or they can remind you of the captivity that you're in.
Mm. Mm.
Okay,
good
guys.
Good point, Joe. Thank you.
Well,
all right. And, John, just enough time for you to mention how people can communicate directly with you or go to your website.
Well, thank you. Yes, and Joe, thank you for your words. I've been doing a study on Revelation 18, particularly that chapter, with my wife, and it's interesting because we must reflect on whether we're living in Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
My website is www.christianwords.us, christianwords.us, and the Google video is called Ed Brown, Who Do You Trust?
Mm-hmm.
I hope people have a look at both, and
yeah.
I'd love to hear from people. My email address is on the website.
Hey, I appreciated this tonight, John. Glad you called us, and it was a great show. We'll do it again.
I always enjoy talking with you, brother.
I do, too. It was a wonderful opportunity and a good witness. You take care, and the Lord bless you.
Oh, he does. Right. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you again. All right, John Clark, KLAR, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams, tomorrow night, we'll be back. It will be on the web tomorrow with our broadcast, Lord willing. Tomorrow night at 9 Central. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, good night.
Can we?